And you should be happy, right? You should be happy with this job. You should be feeling a sense of excitement and joy because you've been working hard doing what you're doing. But deep down inside, you know there's something more. That's why you're here. That's why we're doing this. Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together, but it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. Hey, oh my goodness, I am so glad that you are here with me. My name is Diana Patton, and I have been dreaming about being with you. You know, I am a woman leader. I have been around for a long time. I'm not a dinosaur, but I'm a very cute dinosaur. I mean, I know, I bet you could say the same about yourself because, hey, you know, when you've been around as a woman leader, sometimes you feel like you just kind of blend into the paint. But we don't want to be doing that at Rise with Diana. I want to share with you a little bit of why I'm bringing this together for you. It's because I visualize these women around the world. These are women who are working. They have a sense of purpose. They have a sense of meaning, and they're doing things. You've already experienced success in your life, but now you know there's something more. There's something more, but you just can't put your finger on it. Right? Are you picking up when I'm laying down? You know, because you go to work and you should be happy, right? You should be happy with this job. You should be feeling a sense of excitement and joy because you've been working hard doing what you're doing. But deep down inside, you know there's something more. That's why you're here. That's why we're doing this. So what do I envision? I envision women like you, like me, doing our greatest work. You might say, well, what is your greatest work, Diana? The greatest work is that work that you know deep inside your heart you can't put your finger on. You know when you go to bed at night, you feel that. You know when you get up in the morning time and you have just that glimmer of quiet time before people get up, if you have young kids. You know what it is when you're driving into work, the radio's off. You know what it is after you have a conversation with someone at work and you know you didn't speak up about something. That's your greatest work, sis. You see, we all have something that we were born with. But unfortunately, due to what the world says, school says, your family says, the environment says, the need for money says, we suppress that. But we were all born with the gift. And what's not leaving you alone is your greatest work. So what I envision is us coming together, talking about what that greatest work is. And I want to tell you, it's in partnership with your higher power. For me, it's God. You're going to hear me talk about God. Now, I'm just going to tell y'all because I don't want some of y'all wigging out. But you know that we're not on this earth alone, right? Whether you believe it or not, you have a connection with this higher power, okay? So I'm going to be talking about God. You can insert Allah, Buddha. You can insert higher power, whatever you choose to insert. You insert it, girl. But I'm going to be talking about God because I envision us doing this greatest work in partnership with our higher power in a sound mind, spirit, and body. You see, we cannot do our greatest work if we're not healthy. We can't do our greatest work if we're in consistent stress. We can't do our greatest work when we are constantly living at this high caliber of living and our bodies aren't fulfilled. So we're going to be talking about ways that we can create a sound mind, spirit, and body. Okay, are you feeling this? Because I know I am, because this is exactly what I know I needed when I was in the thick of things working like crazy corporate job, right? So how are we going to do this? We're going to be doing our greatest work through disciplined daily practices. You see, the Rise with Diana methodology says, I have daily practices that I do every single day that gets me positioned to do my greatest work. So we're going to be doing our greatest work with one, disciplined daily practices. Two, speaking up. Okay, you might hear me even say, speak the freak up, girl. Okay, you might even hear me say that. We're going to be taking uncomfortable action, right? Because oftentimes, feel me, if you're driving, you know, you could go ahead and honk the horn if you hear this, right? Sometimes you just got to do stuff you don't want to do. Honk the horn, sis. Yep. Honk that horn. Because sometimes we got to get into spaces where we just take action even if we don't have all the answers, even if we can't even see the plan. That's called uncomfortable action. Now get this. When we're going to be doing our greatest work, disciplined daily practices, speaking up, taking uncomfortable action, and guess what we're going to be doing? Mentoring others to do the same. You see, we're not on an island all by ourselves. We are here to serve. That's the Rise with Diana methodology. What you think? You feeling this? Are you feeling this? I know I'm feeling it, and it makes me feel good to know that you're feeling this. So, you know, I like call to action. I'm just going to tell you I'm from the Baptist church, okay? So if you are in your car, if you're getting ready to go to bed, or if you're listening to this and during your break at work, you can say, I hear you, sis. Give some snaps up. Or if you're listening to this, you can comment. If you're listening to this on YouTube, go ahead and comment right at that timestamp. So I want to take a moment and I want to share with you a little bit of my story. Like, why are you doing this, Diana? Well, I'm only going to give you the Cliff Note version because you can read a lot of this in my book, Inspiration in My Shoes, which is my memoir, which tells the story of me, Diana, being born in Fostoria, Ohio in 1968. That's been a while ago, sis. Five older sisters, one younger brother, and a white dad and a black mom. So it was pretty tumultuous during that time, but that time period taught me so much. One, what it's like to feel ostracized, what it's like to feel as though you don't fit in, right? With black people, white people, I didn't really fit in with any of them. I also had an abusive father, but I had a praying mother. And so what I learned all along the way was how to deal with adversity, how to deal with uncomfortable things. And what did I do during that time period? I threw myself into my faith. I threw myself into running. I was a runner. I played basketball, sports, anything that you could think of. And that was basically my childhood, but I've always knew I was the sixth child. And so I always knew that there could be or had to be a better way. Through all of this, graduating from high school, going on to college, running track, and then experiencing a low point, which is when my brother took his life. When my brother took his life, it just was like that line in the sand experience. You ever had any of those experiences? They were turning points in your life. That was a turning point in my life. And something told me, and I believe it was God telling me, that I have a call on your life, Diana. And I want you to understand that there's something more that I want you to do. Well, I thought it was law school. So, of course, I went on to law school, became an attorney, had some great success in the corporate world. But it all started kind of crashing down on me because I just could not find the fulfillment, right? I'm just like you. I was like, there's something that's just not right. So what did I do, ladies? I started pouring myself into coaching, right? I had my first Tony Robbins conference when I was straight out of college. And from there, I was like the personal development junkie. I was learning, traveling, understanding things. I got married. I had kids. I had my jobs, but I was learning. I was reading. I was pouring into myself so that I could learn all the things that I'm teaching you now. So I just want to put a bow on this and tell you where I'm at right now. I'm married to my husband, David Patton, the love of my life, 26 years. Sometimes we don't like each other, right? Sometimes we do. But I love this man, and we are life partners. We have two children, Cece, who's 22, and my son, 25 years old, CJ. And we have a beautiful family. And I'm so grateful that my life's work is now my actual work. I have a company called Rise with Diana, which is the Rise with Diana podcast. You can learn about it on risewithdiana.com. And I have an academy. It's an 8-week academy called the Rise Advocates Academy, where you can come in, join in, and you can learn how all of the tools, habits, and tips that I'm giving to you on this podcast is everything that we do in the academy. And ladies, I'm going to tell you, you are in for a treat, because if you stay with me, you're going to learn more about the All Rise Live Global Summit, which is held yearly. And we had our inaugural summit in June of 2023. Oh my gosh, it was the best time, ladies. So you will learn more about the All Rise Live Global Summit. And just to round that out, I have a nonprofit called Head Full of Dreams, where we mentor young girls in the 5th and 6th grade. So that's a little bit about my story. What I want to know is, what about you? What is it that you want? What is it that you need in order for you to feel fulfilled? What are the topics that you would like to hear? Because as you can tell, your girl likes to have a good time. And I also like to talk about difficult subjects, things people don't really want to talk about, right? So you might say, well, who is this podcast for? This podcast is for that working woman. This is that woman who says, I know that there is something more deep inside of me that I'm being called to do. And I'm going to tell you something, ladies. If you can't reach for your flag, your fan, or an umbrella, raise it up high. Because this is the time for women to speak up. We are going to be talking about the research that says, ladies, we are the ones who have to close these equity gaps. We are the ones. Now, I'm not saying we got to start up. We don't have to start a parade. We don't have to have a march. But I am asking you to do what you can do in the four corners of your job, your home, your community, your job, everywhere. Okay? So this is exactly what you need in order to rise. So I want to share that with you because I want to give you everything that you need to be able to be equipped to stick with me and to be with me. How often are we going to be doing this? Well, we're going to be speaking, we're going to be getting a podcast weekly wherever you get your podcast. You're going to be able to download information. And we are going to make certain that you know that every single week at the same time, you're going to be able to get this information. I'm so excited. And I have to give a shout out to my friend, Mark. Okay. I am here in his studio, Level 2 Audio. Shout out to Mark. Level 2 Audio here in Toledo, Ohio. And I'm telling you, I am so blessed because I have been doing voiceovers with Mark for a long, long time. So I'm so blessed that he is partnering with me to bring this to you. All right, y'all. Are y'all feeling this? Are you feeling good? Give a little round of applause to yourself. Give a hug to yourself. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your nose. And just give yourself a hug. All right, so we will be back with you. In the meantime, you're going to get to this next episode. But in the meantime, let me give you a few things to do. Follow me on social media, Diana Patton, or Rise with Diana. Be certain to tell your friends about this. You can visit my website at risewithdiana.com. Lastly, take my Speak Up and Rise quiz. Okay? Are y'all feeling this? All right. Thank you so much. Hey, we'll see you next time. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.